I want to know about pornography in your work. This is an issue. I mean, these women that... It's the line between eroticism and pornography.
I don't know what to say. I was first inclined to say that I believe in pornography.
But you don't.
And I don't believe in pornography. Two of them. The two things. As a matter of fact, I remember having some public discussions on this question of pornography and found myself holding a position which was very uncomfortable, because I said I believed in pornography and I believed that there was a lot of pornography in art. And I really believe that. But I think that sometimes what I mean by pornography is the vitality. I believe a great deal. I'm even very fascinated by the fact that the whores and prostitutes have played a very important part in literature. And they are often fascinating because they defy conventions, because they do represent certain kind of vitality. And they are symbols of an antisocial position of some sort, and have since the beginning of time, since the beginning of writing, played a very important part in the kind of fascination that men have in not only studying women and being interested in women, but seeing women as social beings. So I always felt there was a vitality involved in this, and I feel that way, and I think I have worked out of that that particular kind of point of view and problem.
So that your work, I would think, given the very strong, widespread feminist revolution that's taken place in this country, it is, that your work presents women forthrightly as this as both a vital erotic being and a being unto themselves. I mean, as a male painter, I'm struggling with this question because it's coming from a couple of places.
Yeah.
But how do you position yourself then, given that the feminist?
Well, I think I have a certain assurance about my feelings. I also have a background. I was exposed to feminism as an activist in the 30s, and closely associated with women as an activist in the 30s, and I was put in my place also, and educated and sensitized to the whole question of feminism. But I rather resent the feminist question revolving so much on what I believe some false values about sex, sexuality, because I really believe in sexuality. I think sexuality is an extraordinary energy that stimulates the intelligence of people and the sensibilities of people and gives them a fantastic drive. And so I see it in a very positive way. I also see society struggling with this inability to accept what I consider a reasonable, rational attitude for this question of sexuality. And I see also the struggle of women